I miss. Oh, I miss everything. I fell asleep. So did you. You're fast asleep. You're so close. You're gorgeous. I'm fairly so. I should wake you up. We could rewind. Find a place that we remember, then just watch the film. But I won't. I'm going to watch you sleep. And if you wake up, I'll pretend I'm asleep and you'll never know. I don't often see you like this anymore. We're both so busy. Being an adult, it makes it hard to keep a friendship alive sometimes. Have to make an effort. Movie night. We cuddle up in front of the TV and we watch terrible, terrible sci-fi movies. So cheesy. And you smile and you laugh and you just light up. And it's my favorite time of the week because it's just us. And I can pretend. When we're cuddled up so close, I can pretend that we're more. I want to be more. I think about you all of the time. I think about you every day and I hate it. You know, you look so peaceful when you sleep. Ever since I met you, there was never a day that I didn't think about you. Never a 24-hour period where you didn't grace my thoughts, make me smile. And it's ridiculous. Because recently, everything around me makes me think of you. Everything makes me miss you. I miss you like crazy. Every day I think about your hugs. The way that you just turn hugging into an art form. You envelop me with your arms and just, I feel warm and it's comfortable. It's lovely. I can feel your heartbeat. I think about your kisses. The way you kiss my cheek. Such a natural movement. Just something you do. But the feel of your lips on my skin. My heart stutters. Because my whole body is on high alert for that moment. Think about your smile. It's not fair. Your smile is smiling in your sleep. Wonderful. But that smile, it's slow and wide and bright. It's infectious. I think about you all the time and I hate it. I hate it so, so much. Because we're not even a couple. We're so close, and I know you so well. I know you down to my bones. I know when you're working too hard and you're not sleeping. I know when you have no idea what you're doing and you're faking it. You're convincing, but I can see the doubt in your eyes because I know you. And I know that you are the most exciting and wonderful person I have ever met. And it's exciting in ways that are stupid. Like the way you drink your tea. It's just. How is that exciting? It's not exciting. That's the problem. You make the most mundane of everyday things a wonder. Like sleeping. Falling asleep while watching a cheesy sci-fi movie. It shouldn't be so enthralling. You're comfortable enough with me to fall asleep. My mind takes that and spins it out into flights of fancy. That we're in love. That this is a date night. That when you wake up, you'll make it up to me with sweet kisses and closeness. Oh, I hate it. I hate it. We're not a couple. We're just friends. Just friends. And I hate that I'm so scared. I'm scared to ask you. I mean, everyone is so surprised that we're still friends, that we still make the effort. I want to ask if feel this, if you're waiting for the right time to be able to say, I like you. I hate that I don't have the guts to do it. So I should stop. I should stop, I mean. Even though I hate it, I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop thinking about how tight your hugs are, how sweet your kisses are, and just how good looking you are when you smile. And you're smiling. I can't even remember the movie. I can just remember looking at you. Should say something. I should say something. I should tell you. I should tell you that I. Nothing. I can't remember when I fell asleep. Do you remember when you fell asleep? No, I was just about to wake you. No, I wasn't talking to myself. Hush, I wasn't talking to myself. We sat through the whole film. And I think you dropped all of the popcorn. Well, it wasn't me. It absolutely wasn't me. I'm okay. What? Wow. When did you become so full of yourself? Yes, I was staring at you because your smile is so, so gorgeous and I'm in love with you. Nothing's wrong. What do you mean I look dodgy? I don't look dodgy. I'm fine. Yeah, more popcorn? I can go and make some. No. Nothing's wrong. It's fine. I'm not playing with my hair. I'm just, I've got bed head. Sofa head. We weren't in bed together. I'm fuck. So, what's the last thing you remember about the film? There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to talk about. So I think the robot kidnapped the alien princess. Focus on the movie. What do you remember? You remember looking at me. Why would you be looking at me? We're here to watch a movie. A jewel of sci-fi. I wasn't looking at you. I was watching the film. Okay, I can't remember much about the film, but there was a robot and a princess and nothing's wrong. What do you mean you know something's wrong? We're fine. It's nothing. I've just been working hard. I know I should leave it at the door and. What do you mean you've noticed something between us? It's awkward. Not what I thought you were going to say. No, I just, I just thought we were close, is all. We are, but I don't know. It sounds like you. I mean, I guess it's natural. I mean, over time, friendships change, and we've been best friends for ever. So long, and I guess the way you feel can. I'm okay. Everything's fine. How do I feel about you? You're my best friend. And I love your hugs and when you kiss me and your smile. You're my best friend. Kiss me. I just mean the way that you feel comfortable with me and that you feel that you can, kiss me. I don't want you to kiss me. That I don't want you to kiss me. Do you want to kiss me? I mean, if you wanted to kiss me, you could. I mean, it's dark in here, so yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. And I don't. Yeah, just leave that one. So. Maybe. You are my best friend. I wasn't lying about that. And I do adore you. You're. You're my best friend. You've been my best friend forever. I can be myself with you. I can be ridiculous and geeky, and it's always been so easy. But yeah, something has changed. Scared. I'm not scared of you, I'm just scared of this is gonna change. No matter what I say, it's gonna be different. And that's why I didn't say anything. You're you. And you're touchy-feely and you hug me and then I feel your heartbeat. And then you kiss my cheek and I want to turn my head, so you kiss my lips and then I want to have that mistake turn into something longer and deeper. And then I want to look in your eyes. And I want to see you smile. But a different smile. Not a "you're my best friend" smile. A "you're the girl I'm in love with" smile. But you are smiling like that. That smile is, "you're my best friend." Now I'm feeling very exposed and vulnerable. What? I know all of your smiles. I do. And that is definitely, "you're my best friend." Yes, I don't have my glasses on, but I can definitely tell what kind of smile it is. Well, I don't know where I left my glasses. Okay, now you're being a bit weird. Feel your smile. That's just, well, I don't have any idea where my glasses are, so okay. Come here. This is very weird. Feel your smile. That was not a smile. You just kissed my hand. You are so weird. What? Did you just call me obtruse? How am I obtruse? I'm not seeing what's right in front of me. Of course I'm not seeing. I don't have my glasses on and I'm blind as a bat. And that's why I was lying really close to you, so I could see you. I don't look dodgy. Why did you kiss my hand? I was meant to be feeling your smile. Straight. I can't believe this is an actual conversation I'm having with you. I know that smile is, "you're my best friend," because that's the smile I've seen for years. Every movie night. Bowl of sweet popcorn, a cheesy, terrible, awful film. And that smile. Trust me, I know it. What? It's "you're the girl I'm in love with" smile. But you've been smiling at me like that for years. Oh. Yes, oh. Oh, we are so slow. No. I'm not the only slow one here. I've been smiling at you like that as well. Oh my god. Have we really been in love with each other and not said anything? Oh, for years. This is. We cannot let anyone know. We can. This has. This has got to stay a secret because. Oh, we will never live this down. It's bad enough that people know I'm in love with you. Oh, fuck. The way they look at me. They know. They know. Everyone knows. This is bad. This is bad. How smug are they gonna be? We are really slow on the uptake. I can see. Because you're close. That's the smile I've been waiting for. And it was here all along. You. I. I'm not nervous, I'm just terrified. This is going to be our first. What? It's our first kiss. You have never kissed me before. Is that what? I feel so stupid. So when you the kiss it. Well, I feel stupid. And the hugs. Oh. No one can know. No one can know. It was meant to be different. But it feels the same. So, does this mean that movie night is date night now? It's always been date night. Oh, stop being so sweet! Oh, because I feel like a complete and utter moron. I am a complete and utter moron. But you still love me, right? Yes, I want to hear you say it. Why don't I go and make some popcorn and you figure out? I have no idea what's happening in this film. I was pretending to watch it. I was. Yeah, you were doing that. We are. Oh no. This is worse than hopeful. I'm not saying it. I'm not. We're kind of adorable. I know. Like I said. No one can ever know. What was that? I can kiss you. And okay, you gotta stop with stuff like that. The whole you could have kissed me anytime, you're
Look, just sort out the film. I'll sort out the popcorn, and we can just deny ever being this adorable. And oh God, this is so bad. Okay, popcorn. One more kiss. Yeah, I have no idea what we're even watching. I just wanted to say that I really, really like